Here's the key number to keep in mind. $2.7 million. That's the amount the city needs to come up with each year for the next 25 years to maintain its existing road system, according to Public Works Director Michael Harmon. And Harmon said the city needs to find that money soon.
We're reaching critical mass in a lot of these projects where the time it takes to design them and get them built, they're going to deteriorate quicker than we can get on it.
Many of Sitka's roads were paved with state money in the 1980s and 90s, and they're reaching the end of their lifespan. The problem, Harmon said, is that the city has allowed them to deteriorate to such an extent that many now have to be completely reconstructed. That's a lot more expensive than if the city had, say, gone back over the roads 10 or 15 years ago with a program to lay down a second layer before the existing layer cracked. Then the city could just grind down that top layer and replace it. That's what the state is doing now on Halibut Point Road. It's worth noting, by the way, that all the roadwork that's been causing traffic headaches lately isn't a part of this conversation. Halibut Point Road and Sawmill Creek Road are state roads, which the state maintains. And as much as you may have cursed that maintenance while taking a detour for the umpteenth time in recent weeks, it's actually a pretty good model, Harmon said.
What you see on Halibut Point Road, they're grinding it down. They have enough thickness in pavement that they're not getting into the subgrade and they're putting a new surface on it. So they got theirs under a pretty good sustainable program. They built up enough thickness over the years to do that.
But Sitka didn't do that, so the city is facing big costs. Harmon's estimate, again, is $2.7 million a year for 25 years. After that, if the city embraces his maintenance plan, Sitka would spend about $600,000 a year on roads. For now, the city is spending nowhere near that amount. The assembly set aside $1.3 million for roads this coming year. That's less than half the estimated need, but it's a big increase from past years when the city allocated less than $450,000 a year on average. Harmon ran through several funding options, including increasing property taxes or the city's sales tax, or lifting the sales tax cap. Another option is local improvement districts, in which homeowners pay part of the cost of maintaining their own street. In one arrangement, one side of the street would shoulder a third of the cost, the other side another third, and the city would cover the last third. But Harmon says that system has its drawbacks. For instance, certain neighborhoods wouldn't be able to afford it.
We can end up with a patchwork quilt, so to speak, where you're driving down the road, you'd have a block of gravel, a block of pavement, and kind of a mismatch.
Assemblymember Mike Reif said he likes the idea of a vehicle licensing fee.
The vehicle tax is the most fair tax I can think of, with being a user tax. Everyone pays it, and it's based on the number of vehicles you have. And obviously, the number of vehicles is probably a little bit based on your affluence level, so those who have a little bit more money will pay more, and those who have only one vehicle will pay less.
Member Phyllis Hackett said she'd like to see Sitka band together with other cities to push the state to raise gas taxes and then allocate that money to local roads.
I think there's a really solid argument for it, being that we are the lowest in the nation, and we also, our roads take a real beating because of our environmental conditions.
City Administrator Mark Gorman said he also thinks that state money should play a role. He suggested the city prioritize roads in its request to the legislature next year.
My recommendation is that number one priority will be road funding this coming year, and Senator Stedman has said he will assist us on this.
Harmon said that state money is great if and when it arrives, but he said Sitka needs to find a more reliable source of funding and find it fast.
These big picture ideas are great to work on for the long run, absolutely. The more we can get the state to participate, the better, but we're so late in the game, you're going to have at least a certain window where a substantial amount of money is going to need to go in there, or we're going to be facing gravel roads. That's the reality of it.
And it's a reality that, one way or another, the city will have to grapple with soon. In Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.